Today's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the latest report, USDA released the first monthly estimates for the 2021 crop, as well as updating estimates for the current crop year. For 2020, U.S. cotton production was reduced slightly from last month by 90,000 bales, which is a bit less than some in the industry were expecting. The export forecast was increased by 500,000 bales to 16.25 million. Current commitments stand at 16.4 million bales as of April 29th, and shipments are at 12.2 million. To reach 16.25 million bales, we need to ship an average of 308,000 bales per week for the next 13 weeks. The average weekly shipment pace over the last few months was 378,000 bales, so the USDA estimate is definitely attainable. With lower production and higher exports, ending stocks were lowered by 600,000 bales to 3.3 million. USDA's projections for the 2021 crop year include a 2.4 million bale increase in the U.S. crop to 17 million bales, with 12 million planted acres and above average abandonment for the past 5 years. Exports are projected to decline to 14.7 million bales as a result of lower supply. U.S. mill use is expected to increase to 2.5 million bales. Ending stocks would reach the lowest level in 5 years at 3.1 million. USDA is projecting the U.S. upland cotton farm price to be 75 cents per pound, which is 10% higher than in 2020.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA adjusted India's 2019 and 2020 production by a total of 1.2 million bales. China's 2020 crop was increased by 500,000 bales. World consumption is lower this month due to an 800,000 bale reduction in India's consumption estimate as a result of the recent COVID-19 outbreak. USDA did increase the 2020 consumption estimate for Bangladesh and Vietnam. For the world balance sheet, production and consumption are expected to be higher. Production of 119.4 million bales would be 6.3 million bales higher than in 2020. With increased production of 1.8 million in Brazil, 1.4 million in Australia, and increases in Pakistan, Mali, and India, more than offsetting a 2 million bale decline in China. Consumption of 121.5 million bales would be 3.5% higher than in 2020. Global ending stocks are expected to decline to 91 million bales for the 2021 crop year.